Hello there.
Hey, Mysterious Arlita, how are you?
Arlita, it's been a long time since I talked to you.
Yeah, how
Real
are
long
you?
time. I'm good. I was in a fire a couple months ago. And but anyway, I survived and I recovered. And
Good, amen.
yeah. Well, what I'm doing is my friend has a brother who's 62, and we think he has lung cancer. We're not sure. We're going to check on that. So I've been tasked with finding three different home care places, right? Because we already met with what's the main part? Starts with M. The people that come out and assess and decide. We're going to meet with Philadelphia Corporate of Aging. And then we're going to take him. We had a CAT scan for him on Friday. There's a spot on his lung, like the size of a dime. So we're going to go to a cancer place or someplace else. He hasn't worked in 20-some years. And we're just trying to figure things out. Now, I'm never working for that crazy person again. You know, Karen
Understand.
Jacoby, Karen South, or whatever she is. She's like the craziest person these guys have. I got a call sometime in January, February, that we don't need you anymore. My son found a place to go, so whatever. I'm done. He's just a miserable person and always calling these guys, I'm sure. So we're done with her. What I want to know is if we come to you, I told Melissa I'd check into this. Is there a bonus because he would be a new client?
Are you going to work for him?
I'm going to work for him. Melissa and I will split the hours. We're asking for 16 hours a day.
Okay.
So we'll split it. And when I did work for you, it was $15.15 an hour, which I think is probably fair given whatever.
I don't know if they would give you $15.50 because you would have to, if you split the hours, that would be, you would each work 56 hours a week. And
Right.
so that would be 16 hours of overtime. The
Okay.
overtime rate is more than what we would get paid for the case if you were at
Oh.
$15.50.
Okay, but the regular hours would be about $15.15, right? That doesn't change.
No, it has to change so that your overtime rate isn't over what we make. Because your overtime rate is time and a half.
Right. So I'm just trying to think. See, normally she would probably work from 6 to 12 midnight, and I would be 8 to 8 during the week. Okay, and then on weekends, I would just do 4 hours Saturday and Sunday, and then she would do the other 12 hours each day. So that's kind of how we were doing, because she works. So I would be, because I'm probably going to end up taking the chemo and all that kind of stuff. It's going to be involved because I dealt with somebody who had pancreatic cancer, a good friend of mine. She ended up dying like a year and a half later, but she's a really nice person. You really like Marion. But so the rate, because if we had overtime, what would be the hourly rate, ballpark, do you know?
Probably around 14.
About 14? Okay. Well, that's almost 15. Okay, and then whatever hours would be overtime, that would be time and a half, right?
Yes.
14, so then that's, I don't know, what's that, $21?
Yes.
Okay, I mean, I don't have a problem with that. Is there a bonus involved in this?
There is a bonus, and usually that goes through our managing, our team that does all the intake.
Okay.
But I can just tell you it's generally $200 after you work for 2 months, 60 days.
Wow. You guys are really low on the bonuses compared to some other places. Okay, well, I'm letting Melissa know, and I personally would prefer to come to you guys because you have all my records and everything. I mean, I don't have to do things over. But let me talk with her. Somebody is looking into some stuff. I'm not the final deciding because it's Melissa's brother.
Okay.
I'm just somebody who's willing to you know, I drive, which is a big blessing. And it's just it's a whole different ballgame than what I was dealing with that Karen lady. Oh, my God. You go there, and then she starts screaming at you. And she's just crazy. And her son wasn't that far from that either. So that's all I got to say. But I'm glad they found something else. And I've been done with them for months and months and months. Oh, do you want my new address in case you want to send me the W-2 form in January? Can I give that to you? Or does it automatically come somehow? The mysterious mail, well, the W-2 form will find its way to me where I moved.
Let's see. Yeah. You need the one for 2025?
Well, I worked this past year. Is this 2025? I guess what... that's right. I didn't work that much in 2025.
Because the 2024 one was already mailed.
Yeah, I did all that. Okay, so 2025. Well, I'm not going to worry about it now because if I come on board with you, you'll get the new address anyway.
Okay.
Okay. I appreciate you calling me back, Arlita.
You're welcome, Ms.
I just want to give you such first tips and talk with you about it.
Okay. All right.
I don't even know. Where are you guys located? I don't know.
What'd you say? I missed what you said.
Where are you guys located?
We're in Philadelphia on right off the City Line Avenue.
Oh, okay. Not that I need to go there. You guys did everything over the phone.
We actually just came from King of Prussia. We had a meeting in King of Prussia for unemployment. We had to go over there. That's so crazy. So we were literally just there. We drove from here. We drove through Bridgeport to get over there.
Oh, okay. Listen, let me tell you, there's some scam home health care people. The worst one, I worked with CAS. You ever hear of them?
They're called who?
CAS, C-A-S. Sean Williams ran it. I hope he goes to prison. We're all hoping he goes to prison. You know what he did for 2 years or three? Now, personally, I don't know about you. I'm afraid of the IRS. No, I'm not looking for trouble. He took taxes, and there were 140 tip taxes out of our paychecks. This is 23 and 24. He never sent them to the IRS. He kept them. And he gave us fake W-2 forms.
What?
So it took me 2 years with the IRS. Somebody at the IRS said, Jerry, I'm going to tell you quietly what to do. That W-2 form does not exist in our system. And when you put your taxes in and claim that you work for cash, and you claimed, and you gave us this W-2, you gave us a fake W-2 form. And like a goof, I sent it in because I thought it was real.
Well, how are you supposed to know?
I don't know. I never worked for somebody. I'm a retired teacher. I worked at the state hospital. I've always been a hospital and a worker. Never did I can't even imagine how you think you're going to get away with something like this. And so the IRS contacted me, like a 2 weeks after I submitted my tax return. I have taxes. When I work for you, I have extra money taken out every month, every paycheck. Mm-hmm. I want a nice large check. And I have taxes taken out of Social Security and out of my pension. I always get a large check. So, you know, in 23, he gave us the first W-2 form. Now I'm pretty savvy about money, and especially my taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Sean, this is not right. I made about $28,000 to $29,000. You're claiming I made $1,800. Mm. What he did, the very first W-2 form, it was real, because he had started taking the money out and keeping it.
My goodness.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big thing. I mean, if I had, because of the fire, I'm suing the person who owned the high-rise apartment complex. If I had the money, I'd hire an attorney and do a class action lawsuit against this company. But I don't have that money yet. But so when I did my taxes, I got a love letter from the IRS saying, we don't understand, this job does not exist. So you claim that you worked at a job that you didn't? And it went from that conversation.
Oh,
I went and I met with the IRS, and they said, and they did believe me, because they said, just have Sean write down, give us a letter on the letterhead from Cass. He was over on Ron Street at the time. saying that you did work for him and how much he paid you an hour and how much tax he paid him. Well, we went there, and I should have known. He says, I'm not giving you anything. You have to prove that you worked here. And I'm under investigation, so I can't help you at all. And I couldn't get my taxes done. Now, I was upset I didn't get taxes I paid for at CAF, but how would you like to be, a lot of people that work for you guys and work for the home health care agency, that's their only job. Imagine if you're a woman, you're taking care of the elderly mother or taking care of a handicapped child, and all you have, you can't get child care credit. You can't get anything unless you have a W-2 form.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have a W-2 form, it's fake, and it wasn't sent in.
That's
this past year for 2024, he never, because I called the IRS, I said, we never got it. So I just did my taxes as if I wasn't at that job. But he still got to keep about $10,000 in taxes of my money, multiply that by 100 people. So that's why I'm like, you know, a little skeptical. I never worked for somebody. Well, I never worked for somebody. I don't even know what would possess you to think that you can cheat. But I told the IRS, I said, this is your fault. They said, well, what do you mean? I said, well, we give you $800 billion a year. A year.
Wouldn't you do spot checking on this at all? Like,
yeah, I said to them, I said, this guy stole the money. I can't prove it to you because I have a fake W-2 form. And I didn't do it because I can barely do email. And believe me, I'm not good at email.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, why is it our fault? I said, with $800 billion, you should have a logarithm within the computer system with every single company in this country, small, medium, or large. And every 3 or 4 months, when that little deposit of taxes doesn't come, there should be a little alarm going off.
Mm-hmm.
And because that's not going off, and I told them, I work in the city. There's a lot of African-American women whose only job is this job. And they cannot claim their taxes. They cannot claim child care credit. I mean, they're getting no money when they used to get $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 a year. And nobody will. There's no one you can talk to. I told them, you can't call. Well, you can do it. I said, I can't do all that. I said, well, can't you just? I said, no, he refuses. Do you understand? I know he's under investigation, but that they said that could take 2, 3, 4 years. But honestly, Arlita, never did I think that people could be so sneaky. And butter would melt from his mouth if you spoke with him. So he put everything in his wife's name. I drove by Brown Street the other day, and I noticed it's empty. So I'm not even sure what happened. The finance officer there, like what you are, they told us, oh, she stole the money. So I called them. I came there right away. She said, oh. But she's already working on stuff. She didn't get any. That's the only place she worked last year. And she was an executive like you are. And she didn't get her W-2 form at all. So, I mean, it's just amazing what people do. And I'm sure, I know every now and then I'll read in the paper in Philadelphia, they go after one of these places.
Mm-hmm.
They don't pay the overtime correctly or whatever they do. But this guy actually kept the tax money.
That's crazy.
And gave us fake tax returns. So I finally got my tax return for 2023 because the IRS agent, she said, listen, Jerry, I'm going to tell you off the record. Do an amended return. Do not include tax in that amended return. He's not in our paperwork here. Okay? You're going to be less tax money, but at least you'll have more if you do it this way. Okay.
Yeah.
We will never get to that. You submit it because you won't do anything. It will sit in our files 10 years, and you'll never get anything. So I did that, and then it cleared. I just didn't claim that job. Yeah. I just thought I'd tell you something for the cocktail party or for your next meeting. But, you know, I don't even know you, but I feel like I know you, you know. So I thought you would be interested in that. But, so for Ikema, you know,
wow.
I have to call her and let her know I got that. But she just called me the other day. She said, Jerry, did you do 2024? I said, I did, but I didn't include them because I won't get my money. You know, she said, I don't know what to do. That was her only job last year. And she made good money, so she paid a lot of taxes. And, it's sad. But I'm glad that I spoke with you and you kind of gave me an idea of what's going on. I'll probably get back to you, okay, and then you'll tell us how we go from there, okay?
Okie dokie.
Okay, I appreciate you, and God bless you. Okay,
all right,
honey?
God bless you. All right.
Bye-bye.
Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.